What's up, brother?
Technical difficulties are real.
El Capitan. Save our children, brother.
Hey, it's my motto. I don't care about nothing else but saving the kids, bro.
Yep. Hold on. Let me just double check that our stream is up. Yup. We got one watcher. Apparently, we got one guy. Yep.
I respect that guy.
Yep.
Whoever you are, shout out to you, bro.
Closer distance a little bit on your mic, if you can. But then I think you're good.
What about now?
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice.
There we go.
You sound like Barry White on the mic.
Damn, dude.
Aaron Rodgers. Let's start. We always start off sports, man. And I always throw a curveball at you. I send you all this shit all day about what we're going to talk about. Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets, man. I hate football. I don't even watch it. But Aaron Rodgers is just – he's my guy, you know. Actually, in the corner over there, I have a big Aaron Rodgers poster. I used to be a big diehard Packers fan.
Diehard. You were a heavy cheesehead. Now you kind of scaled back and said, I'm straight. I prefer politics and just getting down to the facts.
I like the facts, man. I like the facts and I like the kids.
Honestly, dude, I think Aaron Rodgers obviously is going to end up playing with the Jets. I don't know. The whole thing is kind of weird because he kind of dangled the carrot in front of everybody for a while, and now he's saying, I intend on playing with the Jets. And then more drama unfolds, and he's saying, what was he saying? He said, they were a little shady when I went to my dark retreat. Furthermore.
The Packers, right? The Packers,
yeah,
right?
The Packers were a little shady when I went on my dark retreat. And now, as far as compensation goes, we're going to make it pretty difficult for this deal to happen. So,
right.
Who knows, man?
Well, it's funny how he mentioned in his interview with that ayahuasca – or not the ayahuasca guy, with who's the guy? Matt McAfee, that he went from 90% retiring to the darkness retreat, and he wants to pay for the Jets. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Like, first of all, the darkness retreat, like, I don't want to make fun of Aaron Rodgers, but, like, that's some hippie fucking liberal shit right there.
So hippie.
Hippie doing drugs.
He's seeing colors, hugging trees. God knows what's going on.
Oh, man. You got anything for us to pull up or else I'm going to dive right into it, bro.
Pull the trigger.
Hold on. Let's see if this will even work today because I had to go through a hell and back. Jimmy Kimmel. Reveal.
You're using a hamster to run your internet, like a little hamster wheel.
Dude, you know what? I don't want to talk about any vendors like vocally on the stream, but there's a monopoly in our area with internet vendors.
You're kidding me. Wow.
or an oligopoly, whatever you want to call it, duopoly, whatever the fuck it is. There's two vendors here and they're both abusing the shit out of their power when it comes to our internet source. And they don't give a shit. They really do not give a shit.
Zero fucks, honest to God. That's what it comes down to.
So we need Starlink. How do you feel about Starlink?
If it's cheaper and it's just as fast as those other two giants.
You don't like Elon though, so.
I mean, I just think he's a Trojan horse. He says all the right things, does all the right things, but I think at the end he'll reveal his true colors and half of us will be like, or more than half would be like, oh my God, I didn't see this coming. And then the few minority would be like, yeah, I knew this guy was a snake the whole time. Did you hear about his nanny that came out and made that claim?
Who, that short Mexican?
No. They're like this older white lady that was their nanny when he was like, I don't know, ages of like 8 to 12, I don't know, for the sake of conversation. And she said even at that age, he was like, destined for this like moment
in terms of like disgustingness,
like to the level of the Illuminati, like he was always handsome.
Wait, are we
like,
talking, who are we talking about, Kimmel?
No, we're talking about Elon Musk. You didn't hear about
Elon Musk. Sorry. Yeah.
And then like if you go and like research Elon Musk's mom and all her pictures, she's doing all like the, you know, this stuff right here and like Blatant. So, again, who's to know? You know, these days,
who's to know? I mean, Elon has a strange background. I think his mom, you know, a lot of people consider his mom to be his handler. You know, there's not she's a strange character. That ZYX lady or whatever. Now, what's that one? Not that was his son. He named his son like Alpha Omega or something like that. See, that's like strange. You know, there's nothing really traditional or spiritual about naming your son that. What was her name? Origami? What's Elon? I gotta look it up. Elon Musk ex-wife. She's a good singer. She's got like good like electronic music that she used to, you know, whatever. Wait, Justine Musk. No, maybe that wasn't his wife. It was his girlfriend. Elon Musk ex Grimes. Grimes. You know who Grimes is?
No. I scaled back a ton with music because everything's garbage, dude.
Grimes is a very interesting looking character. Let me pull up a picture of her. This is Grimes, bro.
So that jacket that he's wearing, you know, the back is like symbolic and what's written in the back and whatnot.
Really? There's something written on this?
Yeah, but it's in all white, so it's very hard to see. But it's something about the Lord. God, I wish. Just do the back of Elon's jacket. Honestly, that probably will give you the result you need.
Hold on. I got to look it up before you guys see my Google history and start thinking I'm some kind of freak. I'm just kidding. No, but I'll tell you what, Elon, there's a lot of symbolism with this guy that he kind of trolls it though. Why does he troll it so hard?
Because he knows nobody's smart enough to like decipher. And if you do try to decipher, he'll be like, well, look, man, I own Twitter. I have a Tesla. Right. Like, I don't care.
The best deceiver is the one who's pretending that he's joking about deceiving you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So Elon, sure. I'm going to look up something though. Elon Baphomet. Remember that?
Yeah. He bought that entire armor for like $7,500.
Right. And this is like a very infamous picture. I think right now it's his picture on Twitter.
No. Yeah, exactly.
So, it's very possible. Let me present this real quick. Elon Musk 7.5K Halloween costume, bro.
Yep.
This is and if you look closely at his chest, if we can zoom in.
It's the cross but upside down, which is a mockery of Jesus Christ. It's like
it's an anti-Christian pretty much what would you call that? Underworld type shit. You know, they believe in the upside down is really it. That shows Stranger Things. There's so much symbolism in that, but
so much
people eat that up, right? Netflix knows exactly what they're talking about. They just don't really reveal it out.
So to answer your question about Elon, there's where I stand, right there. Like that's.
Well, the lady to the right of him, who's that? Isn't that his mom?
I think that's his mom. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean she's a fucking freak. I mean, yeah, I mean, sorry, Elon, but either you guys are like pretending to be cabal or you guys are freaking freaks, but who knows. I try not to get too caught up in that, but right. Jimmy Kimmel, man, Aaron Rodgers, the reason I brought up Aaron Rodgers first was because of Jimmy Kimmel. Really, I wanted to get into Kimmel. This guy always going off on his monologues, by the way, and saying how Aaron Rodgers is a whack job conspiracy theorist and basically everything he says about Jimmy or whoever, he rips on him. The media has totally as a whole turned on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. To the point where it's like there's nothing he could do to save his like face. He's done.
Well, he went anti-vax, if that's what you want to call it. He went immunized, right? And he claimed to have been vaxxed, but he wasn't. Well, he never really even claimed he was vaxxed. He said he was immunized, which is honestly, in reality, like, if you got COVID, you're immunized, right? if you are protecting yourself against COVID with vitamins like C, zinc, D, right? You're immunized, right? You're, because what is immunization really? Something stopping you from getting COVID? Not really, because the people who are vaccinated are getting COVID, you know?
Right. No, it's, yeah, the whole thing is, so, is a mess, dude. It's such a mess from top down. Again, we don't know who's telling us the truth. I know we both have family members who got vaccinated, so you hope it's something of benefit, you know, and value to their overall well-being. But again, you hear all these crazy stories of like people, like I talked to a doctor the other day, and he's like, yeah, I've been double vax, triple boosted, whatever you want to call it, and I just got COVID. And the guy's like in his 70s. So getting the
vax. What does he think? What does he think about? Did he have negative things to say, or was he just like a –
We didn't get into it. I didn't want to pry too much because I didn't know where he stood politically. Because like now there's a correlation where you stand politically is how you feel about the vax, which is insane.
Right.
I was like,
I will tell you this.
How'd you get better? He's like, you know, puffed it out. I'm like, okay, cool. Anyway, how about Michigan basketball?
Well, yeah, right. I feel like sports are like a scapegoat nowadays. Everyone's talking about the bracketology and the NFL and the NBA because it keeps you away from the reality of like the harshness of like what's going on. You know, people can't, this world is a tough pill that most people cannot swallow.
The Romans' oldest trick in the book is give them some bread, give them entertainment, and they'll never revolt. Right.
100%, man. 100%. And I mean, look, at people are, you know, I respect the left more than I respect people who are in the center and say, you know, this battle is not worth fighting. You know, at least the left, whatever principles, whatever fucked up, demented principles they have, they're actually like fighting to like whatever, you know. Obviously, it's like awful and disgusting, but that ideology versus someone who, it's not that big of a deal enough for me to care. I can't do anything about it, or you know, I'm not, why should I pay attention? This is not, then you're living in the wrong world, in my opinion, if that's your idea.
No, you're not taking a stance. And when it's all said and done, the day of reckoning is going to come. And what are you going to do?
Exactly.
You're going to say, everybody go to heaven. Yay. It's like, wait, hang on. There's good.
That's such a simp mentality, especially for men, right? For both, dude,
because you even think about mothers who have kids. If they sit back and say, you know what I mean? But I see your overall approach on men. I'm not fighting that.
I'm harsh on men because men are kind of built to lead, right? And they're supposed to lead their households to kind of be, you know, to fortify and strengthen. And they've become such complacent bitches, right? Excuse my language. I'm sorry if there's probably like the people who do watch, they're probably like not even our age range. They're like probably a little older conservatives, and I'm like cussing up a storm like an asshole. But Jimmy Kimmel in the news, he's probably went to Epstein's flight. I'm not even going to get into the article because
can you stop speculating? He did. He had a membership. He probably had his own pilots dig him there. Like, these guys are all in on it. Stop.
Am I being nice? Is that what you're saying?
You're being way too nice. That guy's a piece of shit. And to sit here and try to spin this, like, I guarantee you Jimmy come up like, oh, we just, you know, we're all millionaires. We have the same circle of friends. You know, I was referred to him. And what a coincidence. He actually was Jeffrey's chef. All right, dude. All right.
100%. No, I mean, you can smell the pedophilia off Jimmy Kimmel, bro. Right? Like, he's just that type of slimy fucking guy.
Here's the best way to kind of just put a fork in this entire conversation, or at least this topic. There's no reason why he's still on TV.
Yeah, right.
He's doing something to keep somebody happy, satisfy them to the point where they continue giving him a platform. And all these people that run media outlets, ABC, everybody else, you know, they're all
ABC, Disney. Yeah, I know, 100%. No, I mean, look at Disney, bro. I mean, he's part of ABC, right? Kimmel, which is owned by Disney, right? Which is owned by ESPN, is owned by them and everything. So, like, it's just a network of disgustingness, right? ESPN is not going to be some, like, independent network that's going to teach you or tell you the truth or whatever it is about sports, right? Like the Aaron Rodgers situation is like the biggest one, is that they're never going to tell you the truth. If they're look at what they're trying to push on Disney Plus, look what they're trying to push on ABC with through Kimmel, right? They're late night comedies that no one finds funny, right? It's just a bunch of gay, trans, like insanely disgusting stuff that's like propped up into, you know, primetime television. So 100%, dude. I'm going off on it, but couple things I want to know. Apparently, this is kind of a little off topic, and then we'll start getting into the nitty gritty shit. But derailed train in Arizona feared to be carrying hazardous materials actually transported corn syrup. So big scare that, there.
I think that's one hoax to like mess with us. Because see, not everything is chemicals. This is just 100%. Corn syrup.
Everything is in the
facade. It's just a facade because you're gonna have 8 out of 10 people freaking out, right?
Exactly. And then
2 out of 10 will read this headline and be like, guys, come on, don't sound the alarm. It was just
right.
Exactly.
Right. They have to kind of, they always have events that are
smoking gun,
stabilize.
You know?
Yeah. They have stabilizing events is what I would call them. That pretty much are kind of created to stabilize the situation and get people to not freak out and be complacent with the disaster that happened in East Palestine. Like there's no way around that. Right.
100%.
Shit, man. O'Keefe. Are you O'Keefe guy?
No.
Are you a Project Veritas guy?
No.
Okay. Well,
fill me in.
He's big on you know, he helped create Project Veritas. He exposed a lot with the vaccine. He exposed a lot with a COVID-19 narrative that was kind of BS. He actually got pretty much outed in out of Project Veritas, which he was one of the founding members of. And so they kind of showed their corruptness. He actually started a new agency where he's about to expose a bunch of corrupt actors in a bunch of industries. So I'm pumped to see what happens here, man. So, except his memberships are expensive as shit, man. $5,000 a year. What the fuck, man?
I mean, I've seen his picture before, but I'm not too familiar with, I mean, some of the stuff you said seems pretty admirable as far as his work goes, but
yeah. O'Keefe's a legend. And, you know, I know you, you're a save the kids kind of guy. So you don't keep up with as much stuff like O'Keefe and political bullshit. You're smart in that sense. I'm an idiot. I go ham on this political shit, you know?
I mean, somebody has to. And then somebody for me, I'm very, like you said, I'm involved in fighting for the kids and saving the kids. But again, for me, I was telling you, I think last show, I took a big step back with politics, TV in general, music, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who have who've gotten to be that way. So good on you, man. Good on you. What do you think about Russia, man? What's the situation in Ukraine, man? You one of those guys that rocks a Ukraine flag on your car?
How did you know? How did you know?
Dude, I remember I was in I used to spend a lot of time in Oakland County.
Yeah.
And lot of simps for Ukraine out there. A lot of simps.
It just blew my mind.
Yeah, a lot of flags out there.
I actually got my tax returns. I owe Ukraine like $3,000.
Fuck yeah, I love it. I love it.
Oh, dude.
They withdrew it.
Continue to dump money. Like.
Oh, well, honestly, it's got to be one of the biggest laundering schemes in the history.
It is.
Of history. Right.
You know, back to the kids, and this kind of goes hand in hand. Ukraine is the biggest producer of adrenochrome.
Wow. You know, it's a disgusting hub, that place. Mm-hmm. You know, outside of what you just said, if that's true, that just adds on to the child trafficking that's set to be coming out of Ukraine.
Which they're also the biggest, and they're the biggest child trafficking country in the world, at least top five. So there's a connection there. But like,
and it's a money laundering hub. So it's basically one little hub that it's they victimized. Playground. It's a what?
It's their playground.
It's their playground. Ukraine's their playground that they've kind of victimized. They've turned into this victim country. So in the eyes of the world, oh, Ukraine. But they don't, like, these idiots don't watch that Biden admitted to bribing or the president of Ukraine with money to stop investigating his son, right? He's money laundering by withdrawing all of our tax money and giving it to Ukraine, probably to fund projects there like biolabs, like child trafficking. Who knows? Who knows? We have no idea. They don't have half. They're not even equipped to take on Russia. It would be a joke if Russia actually wanted to do this thing.
And you know what's crazy is if you really remove the headlines in the mainstream media, in all reality, Russia has warned Ukraine, like, please stop spreading whatever.
Yes.
Whatever you're spreading east. We don't want any trouble. Leave the east side of Russia alone. And, of course, Ukraine's like, no, we're going to keep spreading our propaganda east. And that's when Russia said, okay, we're going to come down with the hammer. Long story short, here we are. But honestly, I don't know all the details, but I know Russia is not to blame because Putin, he's not perfect, but he told the Ukrainian people or the president, like, dude, I'm going to look after my people. If you continue to be a threat, I'm going to do what I need to do. So I would want my president to do that. I would want anybody to do that, you know? So 100%. You can't fault the guy, but of course, media is going to twist the narrative. So there's that.
100%, man. No, I mean, Putin's a very – he's proven to be a very patient man in this situation. And honestly, as much as, like, I always kind of, like – I never really got involved with, like, judging Putin. I feel like we don't know anything about the guy, really. Right. In reality, we're thousands of miles away from the guy. What do we know? What do we know as American citizens?
And we hear one side.
Right. About what the hell Putin is like, right? And we've a lot of propaganda spewed about this guy throughout – ever since we were young kids. And now they're agitating him and he's being passive about it, which makes me question the entirety. You know, this whole Ukraine thing, if you're not awake to the entirety of US war and what it really consists of at this point, it's more blatant than ever that the way that the United States wages war and money launders has been going. This has been happening since the Middle East, since Vietnam. They get rich, stinky rich off war. And now they're doing it so blatantly. Like, if you don't see, history just repeats itself and people are not really putting it together.
No, 100%. I mean, I just sent you something and this is kind of in line with what you're saying. I sent you something on IG. If you could pull it up, I don't know if you have the ability to pull it up via.
It didn't come through yet. Would you send it on the messages?
Yeah, on messages. So you should be able to play that and even share the screen. I think that's gonna, again, I'm an American, you're an American. I would not want to be anywhere else, but this individual makes a great point, and I'm sure we're gonna relate to her, and you'll see once you play the video. But
It hasn't come yet, but I'm gonna show this in the meantime. Let me zoom in here. This is basically footage of what the previous article, the drone over the Black Sea that was destroyed by a Russian fighter jet. I don't think it has sound anyway.
Was that a curved Earth? Oh no, okay.
It's hard to kind of see what's happening, but I think
the plane? Is that the plane right there?
That's the drone. I think that's the drone.
Okay.
So the drone's camera is facing the fighter jet, and the fighter jet kind of just, like, wipes out the drone. So
it doesn't even attack it. It just kind of, like, bullies it out of the way.
Right. So, I mean, potentially, is that, like, I mean, conspiracy theories aside, it's like, this is not Russia saying, hey, step the fuck off. Like, Russia knows that the United States is being used to agitate Ukraine, right? So, like, that's an act of war by Russia. And do you blame them? If Russia attacked the United States today, you know, I would sit there and be like, whose side do I fucking take?
Well, by default, you take the side of America. But overall, I mean, the politics behind it, that's when whose side do I take? Because I honestly don't trust America. And I want to say America, but I would just say some of our leaders, because there are really good Americans that actually want to fight.
Of course. See, that's where the confliction starts.
Yeah,
It's like, how can I blame Russia for kind of antagonizing the United States when we've done nothing but basically commit so many war crimes? We broke so many international laws to what we're doing.
I think that video came through on IG. I really hope it came through.
Wait, which message? You got to send it on Apple Messages. Okay. Is that what you did? Yeah, send it on Apple Messages.
Yeah, if I do that, that'll be a lot more efficient.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, because I don't think I have IG really. I'm not an IG guy, bro. Shit. All
right, here we go. Here we go. It's coming through. It's coming through.
All right, while we wait for that video real quick, I want to play this clip of Lindsey Graham, who's a warmongering Republican.
I'll say that if you ever get near another U.S. set flying in international waters, your airplane would be shot down. What would Ronald Reagan do right now? He would start shooting Russian planes down if they were threatening our assets. I'll say that if you ever.
So where's the criticism on Joe Biden for instigating the war through Ukraine instead of saying how we should attack Russia back? Like, does he not realize this is justified by Russia?
Dude, these guys have lost touch of all reality. It's almost like, you know, when somebody does something because they know there's no consequence, who's going to hold them accountable? Yeah. I feel like that's what these guys are doing. This administration is just a free-for-all. They're going to pick and choose what's right, what's acceptable, what's not, and nobody could say anything. But I think at some point you're going to poke a bear, and the bear's going to bite back. Yeah, no, I think what they're doing is ridiculous. The level of like double standard is unbelievable.
All right. I haven't. So you're sending me this clip just now.
I'm sending this clip now. And this is, we're talking about, you know, trust in our government. And sure. So, yeah, let's see what this young lady says. And we could, of course,
what are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't think we can trust this country. I mean, what has this country done to the majority of the countries in the Middle East? You know, like, I don't think Iran's having nuclear weapons. I'm a pacifist. I don't believe in violence. But also, when we look at the legacy of imperialism and colonization in the Middle East, and we see the legacy of this country and all of the violence that it has not only created, but also created the capacity for. A lot of these weapons in the Middle East are completely brought in by the United States.
Mm. A lot of Americans might take offense to that. You're an American. You don't sound like an American, if you say, but you know what I mean?
That's because I've read, you know, yeah. And I think that it's really important that we look beyond these really simple narratives that we're told, whether it's about Muslim women, whether it's about the legacy of this country, and knowing that this country literally was built on the backs of black slaves and after the genocide of indigenous people. And I think there's a lot that we can be proud about, but I think that we shouldn't let that sort of blindside us for the realities of the situation.
Okay, so hold up. I agree and disagree with this woman.
Let's hear it.
I agree with what the U.S. has done in the Middle East. Complete bullshit, right? Like, this is complete waging war on just to make money, right? You got attacked on 9/11 by a bunch of Afghanis, right? And then you go after where? The oil, right? In Iraq. You go after the money in Iraq. You go after these countries that were destined to be great in the Middle East. And you stripped it all away from them. That's 100% true. Then she kind of moves into the kind of liberal take of things. And she starts talking about this country being built on like black slaves. Like, okay, don't get me wrong. Slavery was huge and it's a touchy topic. But that's a very liberal take, in my opinion. Because, yes, slaves did, you know, like, kind of
were the backbone of this country. Yes, I agree.
At a certain point, yeah. But let's not forget why they were treated the way they were treated. It was because of, if this fashion blogger is a liberal that we just watched, right? She should know that her party is the party of slavery, right? And she should know that the Democrat Party were entirely, not partially, entirely slave owners. So she needs to kind of understand that aspect of American history as well. But that's all I got to say. Other than that, the stuff she said about the Middle East, completely true. And America, and no thanks to like,
I think,
go
I think, sorry to cut you off. I think when she mentioned the slaves, that was one example, whether it was 100% accurate or not. I think her take on that was like, look, if you think America's perfect, it's not. It's got some skeletons in its closet, be it the slavery, sure. be it, you know, the massacre on indigenous people back in the day with Native Americans. So that right. could be the overall, you know, point she's Absolutely. Making. But again, don't sit there and say a lot of Americans won't be happy with me. But listen, man, let's just call it what it is. And she said one thing. She said, well, because I read, meaning she understands. She
sure.
She seeks knowledge. She's not somebody who's just taking a headline and going, oh, my God, this is it.
Right.
This is it. So that's, I think, her point. But as far as the slavery thing, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. She's, in my mind, she's clearly a liberal, which is, I'm cool with if you're going to talk about the Middle East, because the truth is, woke the awakened America First people and the liberals kind of agree about what happened in the Middle East, and that it's America committed a bunch of crimes against humanity, really, and 100%. They're persisting until this day, right? And that's no thanks to people like, you know, the Bush family and the Clintons and those people. Mm-hmm. But the where I think I hope what she sees today is a movement, an America First movement led by Donald Trump, that is kind of eradicating that ideology and kind of trying to end war in the United States. That's how I view it. You probably view it differently. But
I mean, didn't Trump just come out like within the last week, said, when I'm elected, I'm going to pretty much eliminate any potential threat of war. Like,
bro,
I'm going to get us back on track. He said all the right things. Honestly, dude, whether you're on the left, you're on the right, you're in the middle, one of those complacent folks, everything he says is for America, America first. So
he believes in peace, man. He really does. I know, like, you know, there's some aspects of Trump that, you know, maybe it's not so evident that he believes in peace. But I think that towards the end of his presidency, like pulling out the troops and certain things like that, I think that he had the right idea. But
yeah, and I mean, even the stuff that he said that was super controversial, if you go back, there's always a deeper meaning to what he was saying.
Right, right. Can we just talk about, while we're here, you know, objectively, I just want to talk about the Muslims that get upset with Trump about the Muslim ban, right? Like that, I'm a numbers guy, right? I ran the numbers on that, on Trump's Muslim ban. And so Trump's initial proposal for the Muslim ban was he was going to stop 9 countries total population from entering the United States of America, right? Which I'm not going to name all 9 right now, sure. But we can look them up easily. What ended up happening was that the Supreme Court ruled against Trump partially. So they made it so 6 countries people could not enter the United States, right? From the Muslim countries. But here's the thing. If you run the numbers on, let's say the 9 countries total population, right? So that's your numerator, the 9 countries total population, right? Divide that by the total Muslim population outside the United States. So basically what I'm telling you is the number of banned Muslims divided by the total. Number of total Muslims, yeah. Right? What is that percentage?
Something tells me, honestly, just given the way you laid this up, I want to say 1%.
No, it's not that low, but okay. It's also, so to give you context, you know how many Muslims there are in this world. There's, 2 billion?
I believe so. Yeah. Right. 2 billion. So, last I checked.
Right. So the percentage is about 12%. Right. So, which means that yes, those countries were proposed to not come into the United States. However, there was still billions, 12% of what's 10% of 2 billion, right? That's 200 million, right? So about 200 million Muslims could not come, a little above 240 million Muslims could not come to the United States. That means 1.75 billion were still allowed.
And I'm sure one of my buddies who was really following this ban closely, a lot of those countries that he was banning, most of them produce terrorists. like ISIS.
Exactly. It was a strategic banning.
Right. So, if, I mean, if he's going to listen, if every American's worst fear post 9/11 is Osama and his posse to come and invade us and, you know, propose Sharia law, Trump essentially is doing something you'd want him to do, right? Even though that's not the case as far as Sharia law goes. But, like, look, I personally, as a fellow Muslim, if you're going to ban ISIS and their like, okay,
yeah.
Do it.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing is that you clearly have a strategic basis to ban these people, right? You have it. Let's just say you have a country of 10 million, right? Mm-hmm. And 1% of that 10 million, right, is a potential threat to your country, right? A potential infiltrator of your country. You're telling me that you shouldn't make a strategic move and say, hey, until we find out what the fuck's going on in this country, none of you motherfuckers are allowed here. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. And that's as far as I'll go with that. You got so riled up, you punched your mic, man. Damn.
No.
All right, real quick.
I think that's a good place to leave it. But yeah, I totally agree.
All right, so now we're going to talk about
the kids. Make it a little bigger.
We're going to talk about the kids. The kids that the captain, the savior.
Shit gets me riled up, dude. Like, honestly, to the point of like, I get antsy. Like, this shit really gets me going. And it's like, why do we have to discuss this?
I know, but this is the purpose of, you know, the majority of the bulk of this podcast.
I don't mean like.
Oh, I know. Yeah. No, like, why the fuck does this have to be a thing, right? I didn't realize this bitch got 17,000 views. This is my tweet, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So protesters in Royal Oak, Michigan, were at a bookstore that actually has a drag queen story hour for the kids that they love, right? A few patriots showed up, but unfortunately the lib showed up in numbers. I was really upset when I seen this, but here's a quick video. Through these people we may or may
very,
not know
very,
but,
very beneficial and educational.
Yeah, right.
Demons go home.
Demons go home.
Oh, you shut up,
dude! I'm telling you, it's that speed, dude.
I'm telling you, it's that freaking monopoly. It's the monopoly. No, don't do this to me. Oh my God! How is it gonna do
well,
this to me?
Well, honestly,
right now?
What? Yeah, it goes back and forth. I think you can picture what's happening. You're looking at maybe.
No, the problem was I should have let it play at first. So basically, there's a bunch of I really want to show you what happens at the end here. There's a dude who screams Trump 2024. That's what I'm most interested about, but it doesn't want to work.
Yeah, dude, maybe you need to call that monopoly and say, hey, we need to upgrade.
Wow. You know.
What's your promotion that you have going on right now? Promotional offer?
Hold on. It's you who threw me off. It's that stupid full screen BS.
Oh, you shut up.
Man. Why don't you shut up?
Wealth people, you hear that? It wasn't you. All right. So basically, there's like the guy said in the liberal said in the video, he's like, what do you guys got? 12 people, which is actually kind of true. Wait, what the hell? It says 41,000 views. Interesting. Yeah. So basically, there was a protest going on in Royal Oak, Michigan for the bookstore that had drag queen hour. And, you know, this is what really troubles me in Michigan is that we're losing. We're to say this freaking lightly, we're losing the battle.
I really hope you're wrong, but it seems like it's trending in that direction, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I got some hate on this tweet And
naturally,
and senator out of Michigan who actually represents her district is Royal Oak, got at me for this. She has about 300,000 shills that back her on Twitter. And she said to the crowd, and because I called them patriots, I called them right wing patriots, the people who showed up and protested this stupid book shit. And she said, "Patriots, LOL, you came to a community you don't live in, encouraged people to harass a small business, and want to tell that community's residents what they can and cannot do as parents with their own free time and money. Keep your hate at home. We patriots are good here." Can we just talk about how flawed that logic is for a second?
Yeah, that means you could never protest anything unless it's within your zip code or your city.
Right. And for this goon to sit here and talk about trying to tell residents what they can and cannot do with their free time and money. See, this is what the whole liberal argument where it backfires. What do you mean I can't tell you what you can or cannot do? What if with your free time you like to chop up bodies and feed them to the poor? You know, what if in the meantime you like to go around being a serial killer like Jeffrey Dahmer, right? Or right. In the meantime you like to rob houses and steal people's valuables? You think I don't have the right to tell someone they can't do that just because it's their free time? What a dumbass argument.
There is no logic there. And I mean, with that being said, then there's no need for us to speak out against pedophiles. Like, it's not
right. Exactly. Well, that's their whole logic, right? Is that that's the same logic with love is love, is that, who are you to say, no, we have a set of laws nationally. We have international law. You have to obey those laws. So, if someone chooses on their free time to commit crimes, by law, I can go after them. And then there's spiritual. This country is ran on, we all came here knowing this. It's ran on Christian values, right? So 100%. you have to follow the law of the land. And the law of the land is that you can't commit child abuse. And this is exactly what this is. And she's trying to argue otherwise. So I responded to her. I said, is your mic good?
Yeah, go ahead.
I said, exactly. Thank you for holding the parents responsible. They are the ones committing the child abuse here. Enjoy your short stint in politics. You'll be voted out and forgotten about in no time, right?
Get her. Get her.
Yeah. But she kind of got me here. She goes, "I'm good, thanks." She goes, and she shows me her election results where she ran against some fucking nobody who beat her, right? Who she beat. Yeah, no one even, he doesn't even have a fucking picture, right? It was a write-in.
That's so stupid. Like she's like bragging on something that was like expected. It's like when people thought Rashida Tlaib was going to lose in Michigan, it's like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
She covers like good territory. So she'll win Dearborn just by default, but.
Right, exactly. And then finally I wrote, congrats, you won in a hub that left this flock to because child grooming isn't accepted in most other parts of Michigan. And I clap for her. And tell me that's not true. I mean, that city, that district is flocked with liberals in liberal ideology. And so if you run there, that's like me running as a Republican in a small district in Florida where barely anybody else is running as a Republican.
You start bragging about it. Yeah, no shit.
Exactly. So
that lady's a freaking tool. And so many people, I actually checked out some of that tweet, the thread on that tweet. And
oh man, it got ugly.
So many people attacked you, and it was just so many people like just playing a role that if you saw them in person, just Twitter fingers. They have no honor. No.
Do you think half the people who attacked me are even real? I mean, their responses.
A good majority are real. I'd like to believe they are because, with our boy Elon, he cleaned out a lot of the bots. So who knows? I mean.
Yeah, for sure. And then I had a separate tweet and I said, there's a special place in hell for child groomers who think it's okay to dress up in drag for story hour and read sexually explicit books to small children. Fuck them, man. Fuck them. They're trying to tell me, oh, they don't read sexually explicit books. It's like, let me just break down that argument.
Really?
Yeah, let me break down that argument because you guys are. So someone said they don't read that to me. they don't read the books to them in Drag Queen Hour that are sexually explicit. You know what I said back? I said, oh, so you're against the books, the pornographic books in the schools then, right? Because if you're trying to argue with me that the pornographic books are not in the Drag Queen, that means you're against them and you believe they shouldn't be in the schools. And she goes, no, I still believe they should be in schools anyway. I'm like, fuck you.
So, man. dude.
You get caught up in Twitter and this is the shit that happens, man.
No. Twitter is like, it's like a black hole. You know what I mean? Like you get sucked in. There's no end in sight.
Right.
Especially 100%. If you're getting hits. Oh, here it is. Rashida Tlaib. If there's ever been a schmuck on this earth, somebody who's like a wasted vessel of a human, it has to be her. It has to be her.
You know, from what I heard, she was sitting at the event, right? And she wasn't even looking at the crowd. So say the crowd is this way in front of me. This was her. The whole fucking time.
Oh,
like body she language. Doesn't even
body language, lady.
Yeah, well, she doesn't even have the balls to address her constituents. Piece of crap.
Yeah, she's not it, dude.
She's. Let's see what happened over at a town hall meeting where she disallowed an act.
Yeah, can you disallowed an act? Can you tell your viewers, whoever's watching, why she was there? Like, what was her purpose behind this?
Oh my god. Can we watch the video? Let's watch the video first.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Only because it's a lot to explain and
I just listen. My fingers are crossed that this doesn't mess up, and you blame me for your slow ass internet.
Dude, I promise. Like it's I don't know, man. I swear, there's no one to blame, but all I can say is wow, man, wow. All right, here you go. So as you can see, she little backfire of a situation where she, you know, expected to come to a town hall thinking it would be all peaceful and whatnot. And it may have been anything but.
Yeah, no, she doesn't know what the hell's going on. She's just enjoying her ride and then hopefully she gets her place. But at this point, she has a big enough following where people are like, no, Rashida's good. She really helps make a difference in the community. No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't. I mean, stop.
What are your – okay, so – The purpose that she was there is obviously multi-layered, in my opinion. It wasn't just her going there to – okay, we'll just get into it. The purpose of the town hall that day for Rashida Tlaib was that she was going to let the citizens know, DTE, an energy company in Wayne County, Michigan, that she was siding with the side of the people, right? Because there were many outages that occurred in Michigan that day, in the last couple weeks.
Right.
And hold on, I really, really want to zoom in on this picture and just leave this picture up as I speak. Hold on.
You're gonna hate.
You're gonna hate me. You're gonna hate me for this one.
Oh, dude, I'm out.
Hold on, man. So, Rashida Tlaib. So basically, there were storms in Michigan that occurred in the last 3 weeks, and storms like we've never seen before. And you know, there's a lot of suspicion to begin with about the storms. Like, why did they occur? How did they occur that way? You know, it was the first time we saw. Ice that were on trees that way and ice all over where it was like it was making transformers malfunction and a million people lost power and you know trees were falling because how heavy they got from the ice. And Rashida came to a town hall in a city that just became her city. First of all, I'm not going to mention the city name, but it just became her city in her congressional district. It wasn't hers before. So she goes there to kind of.
So the political move, clearly.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, absolutely a political move. And,
she went there after the fact that power was out, and she's going to say, hey, people of this city, I'm with you guys, even though the damage has been done.
Yeah.
Power has been out. Yeah. Okay. Sweet.
Keep in mind, she covers a vast area, right, in Wayne County, Michigan. She chose one city that just became her city, right? And so.
Schmuck.
If you ask me what happened that day, if you ask me what happened in that entire scenario, is every disaster that happens, whether on a state, federal, local level, is manufactured at this point, right? You got 9/11, you got COVID-19, you got the war in Ukraine, you got the war in the Middle East, you got, you know, certain trail derailments, people don't trust, you know, certain things going around the world. You know, there's always weird, you know, look at that, what happened in Texas. Remember Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Where they had, I think it was 2 years ago, where they had like an inch thick of ice, and it like completely deteriorated like their whole infrastructure, and everyone was out of power. Same thing.
Right.
That storm and those storms in Michigan were manufactured for Rashida to come and look like a hero. I'm 100% dead serious. And
not just her. I'm sure other politicians, you know, jumped on board as well.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. It's, I mean,
you know me, you know, I'm very deep into conspiracies, and I pretty much echo everything you're saying, and then even like deeper. So no, keep going. You're 100% right about the control and how these guys are taking advantage.
So I just want to give this like kind of sentiment to the people, is that, you know, COVID was manufactured, right? We got wars that are manufactured, but think about your community and the strange things that happen in your community.
Mm-hmm.
For example, our community, Michigan, what happened that day, the ice storms, was like nothing I've ever seen before. It was straight out of a movie. It was like an apocalypse, right? People were out of power for 5 days, right? People were freezing in their homes, 40 degrees, didn't have generators, right? And then the next thing you know, in the same city, she holds a town hall, right? Talking about how she's going to come and fight DTE, right?
No, people, you're not.
The people I know who went there told me the whole event was scripted. The people who were talking about what happened to them, like, for example, the residents, concerned residents, were acting like they were talking on a script. And they were there was nothing genuine about the event.
Paid actors, dude. Paid actors. Paid
actors, exactly, right?
Yeah, paid actors.
Bunch of fucking paid actors. Bunch of freaking a bunch of her, and they're smart, man. They're smart. Even when they have a town hall meeting, they know that there's going to be a couple of citizens coming up and trying to object Rashida and her movement, and they drown them out with her followers, right? They bring all of them. They're very ahead of the curve.
Yeah, it's and the thing is, like, you're the fool to think this is not genuine.
Exactly.
You're the fool to think that this could not come on. You mean all these guys are in on it? Most of these people are actors. And it's like, dude, okay, if you think none of this is possible, just why don't you look into George Soros and see what he's managed to pull off with paid actors? Like, come on.
I know. Cat. Yeah, that, do you have Cat Turd on Twitter?
Who?
Cat Turd, he's like a funny conservative Twitter account that makes a lot of jokes and shit.
No, I've not seen that.
Oh, he said something about was it about Antifa or something, where he's like, where George Soros is giving people their crack money for protesting or something like that. And I was just cracking up.
And I mean, he does that. Joking aside, that's literally how he operates.
100%. He's the master of disaster, is what they would call him. What else, man? What's going on? What's on your radar, man? I know there's a lot of shit going on in the world. Anything you wanted to bring up?
Nothing really comes to
mind,
dude.
Otherwise, I can keep going, and we can hit the home stretch.
Yeah, no, keep going. You're the host. I just go to the beat of your drum, dude.
All right, cool. I'm just making sure you ain't you don't got anything on your mind that you're not sharing with me.
No, you know, I always keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Yeah.
This is a hallway, in case anyone's wondering.
this
I want to talk about real quick, man, the state of Michigan, man. Like, I can't, like, emphasize, like, I already said this once, but, like, it's in such a hole right now, bro. Like, the Republican Party is in such a – it's a joke. And Karamo, who's leading the charge, is, like, a patriot. She's America First patriot, and no one wants to back this woman. And it's pissing me off, man.
But, I mean, she won, so she's good. But
see, that's what pisses me off, is that they're being divisive – even though that she got elected, like the delegates got together and they elected this woman, very strong woman. And by the way, Karamo,
strong black woman. I met her.
She's like 6'4", bro.
She's a big woman.
Yeah. But yeah. No, I just think, and this guy, Scott, let's see if I can play this real quick. I don't know. Like this, see these Fox 2 videos. Like this is what happens when you have a Michigan I want to play this video real quick, but this is like a hallway.
Wow.
No, like this is not even the video. This is like a guy walking in like committing a crime or something. Yeah, I'm not gonna try, but this guy named Greenlee, who ran for chair, comes up and starts talking about how the Republican Party is split because Karamo and no one wants to deal with her. And you know, there's a bunch of rich Republicans at MIGOP that are not going to fund her and not going to help her thrive as the MIGOP chair. She beat out, Karamo beat out some very well-funded Republicans. And it came to show us that, like, it doesn't matter if you got money at this point, if you got the objective, if you're against the child grooming, right? If you're against the liberal left's agenda, you're pro-America, pro-Trump. Trump came out and said, you know, she's great. I just had to talk about Karamo. Like, she's fucking awesome.
I told you the first time I met her was at one school board meeting, and I was really, really impressed with the way she like
handled. Did she speak there? I don't remember.
She was one of the last few speakers before things kind of fizzled out. But what she said was very like she commanded respect, got everybody's attention. And I'm sure people were like, "Who the hell is speaking?"
Yeah, she's a good one. She's like an awesome chair for the MIGOP. The whole MIGOP crew is America First now, which is huge. From what I'm hearing, MIGOP, the current, you know, the previous administration is giving the new administration a hard time during the transition because the old administration is a bunch of rhinos.
Shocker.
Shocker.
Hey, before I play this clip of Antifa being doing what Antifa does best, see if you can send me that. I want to close with that Instagram video with that scarfy Muslim woman that was being getting death threats for criticizing that that trans dude.
Yeah. I'll pull it up while you're doing that.
Send me that. I'm gonna play this. I swear to God, if it fucking lags.
Dude, it's gonna...
This is a Charlie Kirk speech, by the way. He was at a lecture, who's a prominent conservative, big in the conservative game, young kid, probably younger than you. And Antifa shows up, and this is what they do. Hey, hold up. Is that the Men in Black? MIB?
Yeah, it does say MIB.
By the way, if you're shooting a video vertically and then you go sideways, it's a huge fucking mistake. You got to pick one or the other.
You can't have both.
They're like fucking zombies, bro. They're like zombies.
Yeah, and your connection is not helping.
Wow, was it too loud?
No, it wasn't. I mean, it was loud, but it wasn't too loud. But like the lag is definitely there. We definitely got to get this fixed for next show because I'm not gonna.
Dude, I don't know what to tell you. It's not. Here's my problem. I got a lot of dead zones, man. Apparently, like if I go, I'm dead serious. If I go in any room besides like this one and you know whatever, one of the bedrooms, the connection doesn't even work. But otherwise, it's like it runs at like 350.
Yeah, dude. No. We're gonna have to go more than what you had. I guarantee you, you'll eliminate some of your dead zones. I promise.
Inshallah.
There were moments where we, you know, had to make some decisions that, in retrospects, don't make a lot of sense, right?
Oh,
we went to the hardware store. You could go to the hardware store, but we didn't want people, you know, all congregating around the gardening supplies. People said, "Oh, she's outlawed seeds." It was February in Michigan. No one was planting anyway. But that being said, you know, some of those policies, I look back and think, you know, that what maybe was a little more than we needed to do.
What a fucking tyrant.
Okay.
What a tyrant. Check this first comment. Check out the first comment.
This is what a tyrant sounds like.
I mean, in retrospect, looking back, things didn't make sense. You would think if you're somebody who's going to be leading people and you're going to put something out into the public, you should probably think about it. A time or two, maybe consult with somebody who's going to say, "Hey, Gretch, this may not boil over pretty well." I mean, like, there's no way you just pull the trigger on something and say, "Oops, we made a mistake." I mean, again, it was 2020. I guess everybody gets a little pass, right? It was a crazy time, but come on, man. Come on.
No, I mean, she's a freaking tyrant. She proved it. And I mean, I don't know when she said that. Maybe it was recently, but I'm convinced, I hate to say this, be that guy right now, but Gretch has... She kind of has some manly features. I don't know what it is. Like, I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, she's so pretty and she dresses so nice and she's got really nice hair." But, like, I mean, it's not that pretty if you just kind of, like, stare at her for too long.
I really don't like her at all. There's just some people I could smell them from a mile away.
Yeah.
You can see the good and the bad.
There Almost were like, moments where we, had to make...
Yeah, I wanted to zoom into her nostrils, but if you look at her face, there's just something tricky about it. I'm not convinced that she's fully who she says she is.
Yeah, she's there's something about her, man. Just something smells.
Well, she's a full of shit bitch. A couple more videos. Have you heard about the Jussie Smollett situation?
Is that the January 6th thing?
No. So this guy, he faked. He was a star of
he was a star of one of those shows.
Power. Like, was it Power?
Yes, and he faked the robbery, right?
Yeah. So did you see this clip?
I think you sent me this, and I watched a majority of it. These guys are hysterical.
I gotta play like some of it. I love these guys.
They took our beautiful bench. This is where we waited for Jussie to come before we attack them. So we got here with 10 minutes to spare, and we had to plan our escape route to survey the land. His building is actually right here, right above the stairs that we're going to attack him at. We made sure we got there at 2 a.m. sharp.
On the dot.
On the dot. We had no phones because he did not want us to bring any phones. He said, so we don't lose them. I don't know if that's really the reason, but you can deduce your own reason. So 2 a.m., he was nowhere to be found. He was not there.
So the guys are not like idiots. They're really sharp, two sharp dudes, you know? Like they're not some like huge liberal fanatics that wanted to help Jussie commit this stupid fake crime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we were like, damn, what do we do? We didn't have no way of contacting him. He had no way of contacting us. So we waited here for about, what, four minutes?
It was about four minutes, but it felt like forever.
Because it was cold as balls. So I saw him out the corner of my eye, and I was like, okay, that's him. Let's go. Gotta go get this Empire. That's that nigga. Get that nigga. Oh, he's moving fast. Come on, let's get him. Get that nigga. Let's get him. As we cross the street, we say.
So, yeah, these guys basically explained how the whole Smollett situation was a hoax. And I love that they're like, put this video out, man. It's freaking hilarious. You don't see shit like this often.
Yeah, we need more people to speak out, even though they did it in like a comedic fashion. Just call bullshit when you see it, honestly.
Is that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Elon Musk is a total complete phony. He is owned. Lock,
you ready for this?
By the Chinese.
Yeah, let's do it.
The collapse of the neoliberal order, which is predicated upon the slave labor of China, the Lao Beijing, gives us an opportunity to throw off the chains of working class people everywhere, right? Regardless of race or gender or religion, right? And we have a unique opportunity to do that in this. And that's going to come. That's why populism's on the rise. And particularly, that's why right wing, when I'm proud to be a right wing populist, that's why right wing populism's on the rise.
So Min Liang Tan, co-founder and CEO of Razer, tweeted, I think Twitter should buy SVB and become a digital bank. Elon Musk replied, I'm open to the idea. Seems a bit silly. I don't know. How would you, what would you think about that? If I mean, would that be,
I think until Elon Musk starts letting back on.
All right, I quit the show, guys.
Yeah, yeah, I quit. Dude, we're going to have to.
I quit, guys. I'm quitting. Today's the last episode.
It's, we had a great one. This is my
third. Captain, you're going to have to take over for me. I'm having a hard time today. I don't know what it is. But the thing is, I've never had these issues like on the show before.
But you know what's crazy is this one company has upgraded everybody to a higher speed. So I think if you're less than a certain threshold, you're getting left behind. And you, my friend, are not getting left behind, but they're flicking you off as they drive by.
Shit, man. What are you paying a month for your ridiculously fast speed? That's like fucking the road
like
runner.
Right at like $100, 107.
Mother effer.
But again, I don't have any issues, unless I'm like,
no, I think it's just
or gaming with you. Yeah, that's when it all goes downhill, man.
I mean, I think it's just a bad day. It's just a bad day for me. I don't know what it is. I mean, like, yeah, a part of it is speed, but honestly, like, StreamYard and Twitter, like, they're built to not, like, no, I'm testing my speed right now. It's awful. But, like, StreamYard and Twitter are built to run on really low speeds. So it's not even that I'm just not getting this, like, I'm getting 5 megabits per second right now. Like, I don't get fucking why.
Sure they are.
Sure what?
Yeah, sure. They're meant to run on low speeds. Mm-hmm.
No, they're not meant to run on low speeds. But they're like, their bandwidth is really low. They've really equipped those things to run. So I don't even know why I'm having issues.
All right, let's attempt this this one right here. Let's see what happens.
No, I'm not gonna fucking bother with the videos anymore. But I do want to talk about.
Let's.
No, I'm not gonna.
I'll take the over under, and I'm definitely gonna say your shit's going out.
Oh, I'm glad we can make a joke out of it instead of just like staring at each other like, what the fuck? This sucks. Exactly. Dude, I just have to like, have you heard about what's going on in Pakistan?
Fill me in. Because I think I might be mistaken with what's going on in India, but it could be two different things. But fill me in. What do we got going on?
You might have them mixed up. So basically, Pakistan had a former leader. He was a cricketer. His name was Imran Khan, who ran the country for, I want to say 3 years before they pretty much ousted him as the president. Okay. And what happened was that, so it's a tricky situation because, you know, Imran Khan, he comes off as the Trump of the of Pakistan, right? Where you back this guy and you're like, hey, this guy is the real deal. The cabal is against him. But when he was in office itself, he wasn't really doing much, right? And the inflation skyrocketed, and he did a poor job in my
opinion. Sorry, guys. My boy got lagged out for a second.
Did I lose you guys?
Yeah. You said when he was in office, he really didn't.
He didn't do much for the country at all.
Okay.
And basically, the really like just the country's economy failed, right? Mm-hmm. And but he's like, it's a tricky situation, but at the same time, you got this. He basically is being held to go to court. Everyone wants him to go to court because he's been subpoenaed because of like crimes that potentially have been committed on his part. Basically, he's being targeted.
Okay.
And so this is Imran Khan, by the way. All right, if you don't, he's a former cricketer. If you don't know him.
Oh, six, you know what? Now. I remember there was I remember some headlines with him, and he was in some deep waters for sure.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, this guy Ben. So you probably don't know the Budo family, but these guys pretty much, their mom was a huge figure, prominent figure in Pakistan for a long time, and was assassinated. In my opinion, was what they would call a sacrifice. But anyway, beyond that, she was a politician. She was the prime minister of Pakistan from like in the 80s and 90s. She was assassinated, I think, in the 2000s. But this is her son, and her son is he basically joined the World Economic Forum. Are you aware of that? World Economic Forum.
I'm familiar with that, but I didn't know he joined.
Yeah, so the Budo guy, he's like just spewing climate change, and it's just crazy. So I just want to let people know who think that that this whole liberal globalist movement is limited to is limited to America and Europe. You know, it's happening in Pakistan right now, and I just look at him. This is him sitting at the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
Right.
Right behind
him. And this is the guy who's basically his party wants to lead Pakistan. And so I just think it's crazy right now. The globalist agenda is everywhere. And if you think it's going anywhere, you're mistaken. You're just simply mistaken.
Yeah. Like even when it comes to Russia, Pakistan, because they're not within the West, they're all heavily involved. They're all sitting at the same table. And then within that same table, there's different channels. You know what I'm saying? Different avenues of where power really, you know, resides. But for the most part, they're all at the same table, whether they're really affiliated politically, religiously, financially. At the end of the day, they all need to maintain power of controlling the masses. And this fucker, he doesn't look like he's very trustworthy.
Dude, just wait till you hear him talk. I mean, when you get a chance, look up so there's two versions of this guy. There's the Pakistani version where he's constantly crying and just like spewing out like a drunk in Urdu. And then there's the British UK version of him. He almost has a split personality, it feels like, where he talks perfect English, and he talks like a corrupt, like any other globalist puppet. And he's talking, Pakistan has no money, the citizens has no electricity half the time, and none of them have jobs, and this motherfucker's talking about climate change.
You know, climate change is by far the biggest fraud on humanity, one of the biggest frauds on humanity. It's such a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is something they've been spewing since, like, I don't know, the 70s and the 80s. Nothing has changed. And I saw something today. I forget. He's like a well-known influencer or well-known motivational speaker. And some lady asked a question. He's like, shut up. Sit down. Because she's
really?
Like,
really? Wait, who said that?
I forget it. He's an older guy. He's always snapping. But the lady brought up the whole climate control. He's like, hey, that's the biggest bullshit in the world. If anything, I'm jealous of Al Gore for putting this together, because it's a scam. I wish I would have came up with it sooner so I can make money. And essentially, what he's saying is, he's like, if you think if this climate thing really is a threat, you would have 30-year mortgages. You think banks would loan out their money if they knew there was a real threat? There isn't.
Right. 100%.
There is no water levels increasing or decreasing. If you really think there is, go pull up the picture of the Statue of Liberty from the 70s and pull one up for today. Same water level. Nothing has changed.
Right. So, see, I love that. I love those points. I really want to see. Hold on, give me a second here.
Oh God, here we go with the bad internet.
It's really loud.
Very loud. There we go.
Sorry about that. All right, so that's just him. This is not him as
this is not him buttoned up.
Right. This is exactly. So now let's talk about Bilal. I don't know how to spell his name. Cal. Oh wait. So hold on. Let's just pull up the Cal Penn interview. I just want to show you what he actually sounds like when he speaks English.
Do your parents like this guy?
What is it?
Do your parents like this guy?
Bilal, no. They're big Imran Khan people. But Bilal is I'll tell you this. My dad thinks that he's cool, and my mom is like, fuck this guy. But I told my dad, I'm like, this guy's a globalist puppet. Do you not see the shit he's saying? And my dad just, you know, he's too old to kind of like see what I'm seeing, you know? By the way, the guy on the right is Cal Penn, the Harold and Kumar actor.
Who turned gay?
He was assassinated in 2006.
Wait, he's gay?
Oh, all right, do some research.
Fuck off. No, Cal Penn ain't gay.
Seven. Okay. But now you are the youngest foreign minister in Pakistan's history. You're 34.
That's true. Yeah.
34?
Country, I think, median...
Dude, 34.
Oh, my God.
Age in Pakistan is only 20, something like that, roughly 20.
60% of our population beneath the age of 35.
Wow. So how does your age create?
That is an interesting fact about Pakistan, though, is that it's a very, very young population.
Which means it could be swayed in one way or the other. And it's, oh my God, I'm seeing this play out right in front of me. You put a young leader to influence the youth. And now the youth are like, oh, what he says is right. There's no way this guy's gonna lie or deceit. Oh my God, this is the oldest.
Going on?
Yeah. No, I didn't have to see anything else. This is so blatant in your face. This is like when they tricked the African-American community by putting Barack in charge.
100%. 100%. It's
a different spin on it.
I know. He's 34. Bro, dude. I'm fucking almost 34.
Literally. We're like a year or two removed from being 34. And this guy is running a whole country of bank. All right.
Currently, he's the foreign minister. The prime minister is, I think, his dad, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, but he's like next in line. Like, whatever.
Yeah, the conspiracy theory is that his dad is the one who killed his mom. That's the conspiracy theory. Asif Ali Zardari. Pakistani politician is president of the People's PPP Parliamentarians as a co-chairperson of Pakistan's People Party. He's served as the 11th president from 2013-18. So this is what you call the establishment in Pakistan. This is Bilal's dad, right?
And this guy killed the mother of his child. All right, sweet dude.
That's what they say. Right. So Benazir right here is his spouse who died in 2007, and his son is Bilal, right? You see this shit, man?
I think I'm definitely picking up what you're putting down, whether you're doing it knowingly or unknowingly.
Yep, that's all I got for you guys today. It was a fucking headache of a podcast with that stupid ass internet connection, man.
Yeah, look, the next time we talk, you're gonna call one of these monopoly companies. We're not gonna mention it by name, but give them a call and say, hey, I'm running a podcast here. I have a lot of people that listen to me, you know, and I need to go at least 500 or more.
Hold on. There was a comment by my current co-host, and he's actually on leave right now because he's very busy. And he went to go pursue his career as a Chippendale dancer. So I gave him some time off.
Good for him, man.
But he commented on the video. He said, "What did he say? I just seen it."
PTO? Did that guy use his
PTO? Yeah, motherfucker. He's using his PTO. He said he's talking about Rashida. He said she's taking advantage of the emotions revolving around the storm's outages.
Yeah, so, I mean, for her to think she's going to come in, one, make a difference, which is a joke. Right. Two, she's going to fight this massive company, DTE.
Yeah.
And real quick, has there been any outcome to this little rally that she had?
I mean, like, is she actually getting something done?
Yeah, nothing came of it. What is she going to do? Pass out water bottles to make up stint. For the power outage?
It was it was a political stint. Get out. Sorry. Schmuck. Nah, she's a dumbass. And thanks for tuning in. He's in, I think he might be in Las Vegas right now.
The Chippendales guy?
Yep, Shabzilla is his name. He said, LOL, you forgot to send my PTO checks.
They're coming.
I sent them. They just might bounce.
We not only have an issue with our internet connection, but we have an issue with HR.
Oh, man. Hold on. Yeah, so I'm going to have to find a picture of him in his Chippendales outfit, but it's basically – is that appropriate?
I don't know if people want to see all that, but look, man, we might have some fans out there, some people that really admire him.
Oh, man, that's true. Oh, man, who knows? Maybe next time we'll have something.
Run a poll on Twitter. Like, hey, should I expose this guy? Yes or no?
I already exposed him once when he was wearing a Biden T-shirt. Yeah. No.
This guy's stock is going to plummet right now.
I know, 100%. All right, man.
Yeah, let's get this internet taken care of. We're gonna start really.
Bye, man. And were you ever gonna come by or?
No, today was supposed to be the day, but I got caught up with some family setbacks.
Yeah, bring some
hookah,
dude.
The hookah. I owe you a hookah.
Bring some kanafa or something.
Bro, you're trying to smoke and just get fat live.
No. Bring kanafa ice cream or something. Man, you don't even. Yeah, I don't even know if that would work for you logistically anymore.
Do you think it's gonna make sense for us to sit live and just like eat ice cream out of a bowl?
No, we'll review it or something.
All right.
No, you're right. You're right. You can't just
little foodie section. How about this? How about I get you the bowl? You just eat under the table. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't raise your hand at all.
We have commenters commenting, and I'm just like, shut the fuck up for a minute while I'm eating my ice cream.
This is delicious.
But from what I know, Rashida, there's another town hall on Monday.
We should go and just like throw tomatoes at her.
Like old school, like a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah. And just like throw tomatoes, pie her in the face, and be like, you're doing nothing.
Walk away. I'm in. Recall Rashida. That's the message of this episode.
You don't got to say anything more than that. Sign me up.
Peace.